Okay, let's begin. If you have access to your sheets. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love.
According to your judgment, give us life.
Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Now, all together for the song of penitence. Have mercy on me, O God, in your great goodness, according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my offences. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence, and righteous in your judgment. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me again the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with your gracious spirit. Then shall I teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from my guilt, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The collect of the day. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weaknesses, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. The first Bible reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 to 11. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, and say to the priest in the office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priests shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now to the psalmody altogether. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Lord, the Most High God, has spoken and called the world from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not keep silent. Consuming fire goes out before him, and a mighty tempest stirs about him. He calls the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful who have sealed my covenant with sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, O Israel, for I am God, your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices, for your burnt offerings are always before me. I will take no bull out of your house, nor he-goat out of your folds. For all the beasts of the forest are mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and the insect of the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the whole world is mine and all that fills it. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and fulfill your vows to God Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall honor me. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Mighty God, dwelling in unapproachable light, forgive our vain attempt to appease you and show us your full salvation in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. All glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Amen.
Second reading is taken from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all his tempting, he left him until an opportune time. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now to the chant. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust.
You are the God of my salvation.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
In you I hope all the day long.
O my God, in you I trust.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Amen. Okay, so now to a time of reflection. And it's taken from the Luke's Gospel reading that we had this morning, 1 to 13. And the title is Serving Only Him. Almost still wet from his baptism, Jesus goes into the wilderness. At his baptism, Jesus had heard the one voice that matters, but now other voices are coming in to seek to tempt him away from this orientation of spirit that gives truth to his ministry. He has been claimed as God's beloved son, but now has to practice what has been proclaimed. Often in the Gospels, it is when people are praising Jesus that he quickly finds the need to go away somewhere alone. Flattery can curdle our integrity, and we can all too easily begin to believe the false things that are said about us. And we even try to live up to them. So here, the devil is trying to seduce Jesus by reminding him who he is and what he's capable of. Temptations to misuse power, to follow the way of the world, and to seek dramatic status rather than humble service of God and neighbour. These are all close to the bone for those who have authority that appears unique. The devil knows what he's doing, and he also quotes scripture a lot, showing that mere quotation of the Bible is never enough to get near God's truth. We must always try and read the love between the lines. The devil fails in his attempt to get Jesus to surrender to self-assertion. His last suggestion is that Jesus goes up to the pinnacle of the temple and throws himself off to show how the angels will protect him. Not succeeding, the devil departs, it says, until an opportune time. Now this will be in Gethsemane and will result in Jesus being on a cross. Not a temple, and deserted, not upheld by his followers. Even at the end, he refuses to sacrifice humility and its demands. And this reflection was by Mark Oakley. Thank you.
Now it's a time for us to pray together. Let us pray. Father God, we humbly bring our prayers to you, the author and perfecter of our faith. We thank you for all the gifts you've given us. We are blessed in so many ways as we see your creation and see Jesus in each other. And as we consider this Lenten time of penitence, help us live simply and consider Jesus more each day and how he lived simply and loved those around him. Teach us, Father, to be ever mindful of the needs of those around us, praying for those countries who need goodness to fill their leaders. God of peace and justice, we especially pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. In the name of Jesus, we pray for peace and perspective to come upon President Putin in Russia and President Zelensky in Ukraine. Lord, we cry out to you to give them wisdom beyond human wisdom. Put a desire for peace in our hearts and a strategy for de-escalation in their minds and on their agenda. Above all, we pray for your precious children at risk and in fear that you would hold and protect them. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Lord, we pray for your hand on our nation as COVID-related laws come to an end. We pray for the health of Queen Elizabeth. May she fully recover from COVID. We pray for all who are sick, Jack, Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Richard, Brenda, Tim, Addie, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald and Cynthia. Lord, we also pray for many people who have been bereaved recently. Michael Charles, Brian Barnett, Jean Webb, Gordon Miller, Doreen Wyatt. May they know the blessing of your comfort as they mourn, and the comfort of others given to them. May they lift up their eyes to the hills and receive your strength. And Father, for ourselves, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help me to give myself away to others, being kind to everyone I meet. Spirit, help me to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all I do and say. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
May God, our Redeemer, show us compassion and love.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Just unmute you. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. It's been lovely seeing you all. I hope you have a really good week.